StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from StartupRad.io, your startup podcast from Germany, as well as the world's first internet radio station dedicated to tech entrepreneurship, startup.radio. Today, I'm very happy to introduce you guys to a person who helped with the success of StartupRad.io. How he did it, we will get to soon. At first, I would like to welcome you. Hey, Draw, how you doing?
Great to be here. Great to speak with you again.
Totally my pleasure. Let's make two things clear. Today, we will talk a lot about Insti something. But basically, we are talking today about a multi-platform marketing tool called InstiGo. That's what we are talking about today here. That is our first thing. That is your real startup. But before that, we may get a little bit into what you guys been doing before. And we should also mention that InstiGo is headquartered in lovely Vienna. So how is your Viennese accent?
The Viennese accent is building itself. So basically, for the audience, my name is Dor Hassmann. I'm 34 years old, originally from Tel Aviv, actually, not from Vienna. Currently living in Croatia, but up until recently, I was living in Vienna for some years, where I started 8 years ago doing my bachelor's in international business and marketing in Lauder Business School, LBS Vienna, where I stayed for a few years after. I am the co-founder of InstiGo and InstiGo Audiences, a machine learning digital marketing tool for Facebook and Instagram. Soon, more platforms such as LinkedIn and TikTok will join our family. As you mentioned, Joe, our company is based in Vienna till this day. We're a team of 8 people, plus over 20 digital marketing advertisers, experts, working with us as design partners, anywhere from digital agencies to Upwork and Fiverr freelancers that we accumulated as early users and design partners throughout the project. I've been working in the digital marketing space since 2017, along with my business partners, back then working for an international startup also in Vienna called We Are Developers, doing growth marketing for their tech conferences, as well as promotions for their developers job platform. Really getting acquainted and using all social media platforms, learning a lot about the growth hacking, as we call it in the industry, and really cross-platform marketing.
May I interrupt you a little bit? I think we're getting way ahead of ourselves. First, why did you decide to study in Vienna? And what would be like 3 important points you would tell everybody that is lovely about Vienna? And then we get to why you're currently in Croatia.
Okay. So I arrived in Vienna, I think was it in 2013 after working some years abroad in the Jewish communities all around Europe. A dear friend of mine started studying in LBS, and I kind of like followed suit. I love Vienna. I highly recommend Vienna to people. It's a beautiful city, super organized, super structured, gorgeous people. For me,
what I personally love, really love, is Vienna before Christmas. So sometime end of November, mid December, that's the very best time to visit there. It's lovely, and you can even drive a Fiaker.
Indeed. However, you do need to prepare yourself for a very cold winter, but that's all around.
you're so lovely. Northern Europe. You're originally from Israel. That's why you call it a cold winter. Everybody who's from Canada would say, oh, you don't even need a coat.
You know, to each winter, I have respect to all winters worldwide, but I'm a Mediterranean in my soul, and the last winters were a bit too much for me, so I kind of like ticked the winter experience in Europe, and therefore I decided to move to Croatia, where the winters are very lovely, but the summers are beautifully hot. And live next to the sea.
And we may tell our audiences, before you showed me to your left-hand side, there is a window. People who have seen the video can actually tell there's some sun coming in. And you showed me the last time we talked that you can look out there and see the beach, the Adriatic Sea. Very lovely.
So due to the fact that I'm a digital nomad, our entire team are we're completely dispersed from Romania to Vienna, where we're still based, and we have a team working on there. I have a business partner in Israel, and I'm working in from Croatia. The rest of our design partners are also working worldwide with us from east to west. I can choose my my locations, basically, which is a tremendous advantage. So I decided I was in Split, Croatia, for a short vacation, fell in love, and decided to move. So these days I just work and live 400 meters from the sea. By the way, Croatia was the first European country to issue a digital nomad visa. So what you see is throughout the entire country, as well as their 1,000 islands, is that you have a lot of software developers, project managers, tech entrepreneurs all around, just taking their portable office, portable laptops, and moving and working close to the sea.
Sounds very lovely. Sounds very lovely.
I also heard that in Florida during COVID, a lot of Canadians migrated south to Florida because that's it. I think COVID triggered a lot of positive changes, along with the negativity, of course, but positive changes in the, especially in the tech space, where it kind of like, that's it. We had enough, and we know that home office is an alternative solution to the situation. And we kind of like it forced the industry to adapt it.
I see. You said you've been a growth manager at We Are Developers in Vienna, but then you decided to co-found Instecore, a development agency. What was driver behind it? Because we discussed before, you are a tech entrepreneur, but you're not a developer.
I'm not a developer. I'm an entrepreneur in my soul, I just had the burning, intense desire, along with my business partners, to basically embark on our own journey and start our own digital marketing agency in the purpose of developing our own solution for marketeers like us. Which is an autonomous digital marketing tool, or as we refer to it, autonomous growth hacker. This is one of the lessons, I can say, quote unquote, that I learned from We Are Developers, managing over 6 or 7 digital marketing social media platforms and launching campaigns across those platforms. Really engaging in a lot of challenges in terms of different UX, UI, different limitations that each platform, if it's Google AdWords or Facebook Ads Manager, LinkedIn, Quora ads, and so on and so forth. So we wanted basically to create a marketing tool for marketeers, for growth marketeers like us, that will help us manage all our digital marketing activities, as well as develop better features that will help everyday growth hackers manage their projects more easily.
When you've been talking about what you want to do with this tool, I had a little quote I abuse from The Lord of the Rings, one tool to rule it all.
So we also have it, if you see in our this... This is also one of our sentences in Istigo, one tool to rule them all. So it just makes much more sense if digital marketing is your everyday life and you're managing projects with high KPIs and managing budgets all across different platforms, it will make much more sense to centralize all your activities into one centralized dashboard.
Mm-hmm. Before we get into the details of that, let us talk a little bit about InstiZone. I told you we're going to talk a lot about Insti today, but InstiZone used to be, now it's offline, a tech podcast platform that actually was also our first network partner that not only gave us podcasters, helped us to find podcasters to air on our internet radio station, but also you've been one of the main outlets in the beginning for our internet radio. Can you tell us how on earth you got from being a growth hacker to being a co-founder of a development agency to being to start a all platform marketing tool to start a tech podcast platform? Where's the connection?
So first of all, I have a confession. I am a podcast addict. I love podcasts. I consume knowledge. Most of the knowledge in the digital marketing space, as well as the finance, Bitcoin, and really all the podcasts that are present value these days, I consume them. I have on my list over 30 podcasts, different podcasts that I listen to in my weekly routine. Mm-hmm. So I just, while we were, after we left, we're developers, actually. It was, we opened in our digital agency and I started working with a lot of tech influencers and people who are visiting podcasts that had podcasts already. And so while we applied for funding, I just had some burning desire to create kind of like a platform to centralize all those tech influencers as a separate project, which I got to know you from. And we also had our small joint venture with Startup Red Streaming. So yes, I got to know a lot of great tech podcast influencers from the start, and it kind of like helped me propel my networking in the space.
When somebody listens to this and asks him or herself, how do I do a good tech podcast? What would be the recommendations besides from being reachable and reply goddamn to some emails?
Yes. I mean, I think that we had a conversation, I think last year, about the fact that it's constant, like it's not just content generation, but it's also it's a lot of resilience. It's a lot of chasing around and stuff. And after we got funded, I just didn't have the luxury of time because we were laser focused on Instigo and later on Instigo audiences. So I just leveraged, which was the best benefit. I just leveraged all the networking that I got from engaging with hundreds of podcasts and like now hopping on different shows and being able to talk about my journey, being able to talk about my platforms. So this was the greatest benefit of all.
I see. Unfortunately, this is now down, and the only thing you are, or the main thing you're doing now, is Instigo. We already talked about it will be one platform across all the marketing platforms. We may, for our audience who is mostly investors and C-level executives, tell them what the poor guys actually who have to do the advertisement have to do, because they have to generate everywhere their own marketing advertising account. They have to get all the analytics together, then put them into Excel, make sure they all contradict each other, because that's what they usually do, and then make sense out of it and present this to the senior management. That's basically the current life of people advertising across platforms. For everybody who can't see him, he was smiling all the time.
Growth marketing is an ongoing challenge. It has so many layers and dimensions. One must, first of all, know what they're doing. This was one of my, one of my main motivations to develop and launch our platforms, in order to solve those issues that Facebook advertisers, digital agencies, or Fiverr and Upwork freelancers as a whole face these days.
So basically, at the end, there should be one platform, Instigo. That should be the platform where do all the marketing, have all the analytics, and can place all the ads. Is that the final goal?
Okay. So actually, we identified from the beginning of the project and throughout the project, five major challenges Facebook advertisers face, and we developed separate solutions to each and every one of them. The first is centralizing all marketing activities under one rooftop. As Instigo, as our main ad management tool. Soon LinkedIn and TikTok will join us. The second is unleashing all limitations for integration of ad account and team members. The third is an easy-to-use dashboard, which was a result of involving a lot of Facebook ads experts from the beginning. Developing a super friendly, super easy to use dashboard, so digital marketeers can analyze the performances of their campaigns better, evaluate the engagement of their ads regionally and worldwide easier, and explore different matrix breakdowns. The fourth and the most important problem we solved is audience automation using machine learning algorithm. So what we found from our experience, as well as working with the design partners as early users, is that the most technical and hectic process of launching a new campaign is building a good, viable audience. This is where marketeers on average spend approximately between 20 to 35 minutes. So Instigo audiences users can reach a vast range of options for their Facebook targetings. Using natural linguistic understanding, NLU models for short, that enable our software to truly understand what audiences our users are after and locate for them the best and most suitable ones, analyzing their success rates for different audiences and campaigns, and detecting the factors that are causing for those campaigns to be successful. This is due to mainly integrating a lot of reinforcement learning modules that creates modules that can learn the best methods and suggestions. In addition, we are also using machine learning algorithms such as Roberta that helps us cluster segments and fetch better audiences for more quality results for our users based on keywords. Just for general understanding, Roberta is one of Google's primary machine learning algorithms. So all in all, though, this deep learning process using multi-level machine learning algorithms is called Transformers algorithms family, that evidently enable users to find better results, in our case, better audiences, and in our case, also scale up their reach and launch better campaigns. All in all, cutting down a hectic process of approximately 25 minutes to an average of 2.5 minutes. And just let me tell you a story how this whole idea, this whole notion came to life, basically. Approximately 5 years ago, four years ago, when I was working for We Are Developers back in 2018, launching campaigns for the We Are Developers World Conference for the event. as well as for the developer's job market platform. I was launching daily campaigns to both sell tickets and to convert developers to become members of the We Are Developers job platform, running monthly ads, monthly ad spend of 40K. And the results were fluctuating. Sometimes they were best, sometimes they were worse, sometimes like averaging of 3.5, approximately 3.2 conversion rates. And I kind of had enough of receiving sometimes kind of like diminishing results on our campaigns. So I decided to do a more extensive keyword research, starting with Google, what kind of definition, what kind of softwares or events or attributes developers are more affiliated with. And what I found is that most developers, over 95% of developers worldwide, are Star Wars fans. Me being one of them, by the way, great fan of Star Wars. So I started integrating, Joe, more Star Wars, Jedi, Comic-Con segments in our detailed targeting audiences for Facebook advertising. And voila, within 1 week, our click-through rate and conversion rate exploded. We sold more tickets. We basically opened more marketing options. So the entire process was very enlightening for me in the sense that we basically triggered, because Facebook is also using their own machine learning algorithm. So we basically triggered Instigo, Facebook, better targeting options. And therefore, our campaigns succeeded significantly. So this is something that I kind of, it was a very profound experience for me, the success. And I kind of like stole this experience and implemented in Instigo audiences. The fifth and last.
I actually had to smile when he said that. Apparently the force has been with you.
The force has been with me. And I was I graduated from a Padawan to a Jedi master. And the fifth, which brought me into the fifth problem that we solved, basically. And there's another issue that we got from our early users is that basically the way that we are pricing our tool is based on ad spend. If you have over until 1,000 bucks ad spend on Facebook, you are paying us approximately 19 bucks, which is still the cheapest price in the market. But the more your ad spend grows, the more your monthly retainer subscription for Instigo and for other competitors will increase accordingly. So if you are a digital agency and you're managing 20 clients and ad spend of 100,000, a quarter million, you're not, and basically that's your client's money. That's not your money, obviously. You're not very keen in investing 10K. Not everyone can invest 2K or 800 bucks per month for a cross-platform digital marketing tool. However good it may be, it's still heavy for some businesses, especially SMEs. So for users who wants to harvest audiences optimization via advanced machine learning algorithms, but still continue using Facebook Ads Manager as their primary tool, Facebook Ads Manager is the interface that Facebook has without basically paying any other provider savvy monthly subscription. We are offering Instigo audiences as a standalone product, which this product is basically adjacent to Instigo, but connected to it, obviously. The benefit of using Instigo audiences as a standalone product enable digital marketers to on one hand, to enjoy the full suite of ad management if they want to export their audiences directly to Instigo and use our own ad management software, as well as just use Instigo audience for 19 bucks a month and export their audiences to Facebook Ads Manager and save them there and launch campaigns. So this way, we're basically providing a sophisticated yet a very affordable solution for the mass public. But the way I see it, to be honest, it's more than just a Facebook audience a marketing tool. It's for me more Instigo audience is more of a time management tool, because the amount of time that marketeers, especially digital agencies and Upwork and Fiverr freelancers, spend weekly on creating new audiences, good quality audiences, again, requires legwork, a lot of legwork of going and figuring out which softwares they are using, which platforms they are using, which events they're attending, and really dive into a good quality research in terms of interest, demographics, and behavior when you build a good viable audience on Facebook. So when you have the power of community and machine learning working together and suggesting you better marketing targeting specs for your audiences, it's just simply a time management tool, let alone an easy to use and a marketing solution. So yes, so these are the five kind of solutions that we identified and solved along the way.
I see. My question would be now, so currently you want to have all the platforms in. You're currently in the stage where you already have Instagram and Facebook. And as you said, TikTok and LinkedIn are next. What are the next steps?
The next steps are basically, look, the sky's the limit. So all digital marketing platforms are open for us. We got granted by Twitter involving Google AdWords, perhaps, but we are more lean into involving more e-commerce platforms, because I think that a lot of action is happening in the e-commerce space. So we're basically all the options are available for us.
I see. The usual two questions that I have when I close such an interview. First, are you guys currently hiring?
So we are hiring. So these days we are expanding our teams. And this is a part also of our future plans after TikTok and more e-commerce platforms. Mm-hmm. So we are looking for digital marketing experts mm-hmm. like us to join our journey. But they have to be remote animals that understand the world of digital marketing and basically deliver more than they can talk. Mm-hmm. So I love working with marketing geeks like me. Currently our entire team is dispersed. As I said, I'm working with over 20 Facebook ad experts worldwide. They've been a great help in designing our platform, in suggesting better solutions for our platform, in helping us also suggest our dashboard according to their tweaks and special needs. So that was actually one of the greatest benefits of working with design partners from the beginning.
And of course, the second usual question towards the end is, are you guys currently open to talk to new investors?
So we are in touch currently with investors. As I said, we are seeking to scale up and basically look forward to maximize this process now with a few angels and a few investors, and to explode on the market.
Awesome. I do believe in the not too far future, we may have a follow-up here. And until then, I'll wish you best of luck. Fingers crossed, thumbs Thank pressed, you. Whatever you like.
Thank you.
And hope to have you back and tell more success stories here. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.